So how do we do this again?
G'day everyone, it's Ian here. It's been a long time since I've even had an attempt at doing an audio recording. But I thought I might give it a go. It's been 12 months. Last time I did a substantial audio recording of any sort was 12 months ago, just as COVID-19 was kicking in. I just finished a 10-day long retreat at Vipassana, silent meditation retreat, to step out into the world to discover that everything had changed because COVID had arrived, and now 12 months later we know how that unfolded, don't we? I might do a post now that I've started about my experiences with that. But I decided this morning, it is Saturday morning, the 3rd of April, I decided I'd have a crack at doing a recording because I've got to remind myself how to do it, how to speak, how to enunciate, how to be clear in my thoughts and tell a story. But I've also got to remind myself how to upload the damn audio. I slowly developed a mechanism to record audio on the go like this while I'm walking and then send it to my server via FTP to my site, where with just a little bit of jiggery pokery that I can do on while mobile, I can have it posted on my personal website, which is at iancath.com, and I can maybe throw an image in. It's a little bit of screwing around. It's way nowhere near as convenient as back in the good old days of Audioboo, but it's doable. It's an approximation of what we used to do in the Audioboo days, without the community, of course. The community has to be built through Twitter and Instagram and all the other social networks, because Audioboo is a clusterfuck. Let's be reasonable about it. It's just a disaster. But I do miss it. I do miss that community. I do miss the convenience with which it operated. So I developed this way of uploading to my site, and it worked reasonably well. And I just want to remind myself of how to do it. And that's the idea of this. The first stage, of course, is recording the audio, and that's what I'm doing right now. But even so, I'm out walking to Woolloongabba to go and do something interesting. I put my little lapel mic in and headed out the door, but I thought I might throw just a windsock in, just in case, you know, something goes pear-shaped. And sure enough, I forgot to bring my iPhone adapter for my lapel mic, so can't use that. And I'm glad that I had the windsock, because it is quite windy today. So I've put that on and it seems to be working. The VU meter is jiggery pokering, so everything looks pretty good. So, when you haven't done it for a while, it's easy to forget exactly how to do it. And over the last 12 months, there have been many things I've sort of wanted to babble on about, but who the hell cares? Does anybody listen to these? Well, actually, that's not the point, is it, Ian? No, that's never been the point. Hey, I'm human. I've got an ego, petty little thing that it is. And it is nice when people listen and people appreciate it. But at the end of the day, it's more about me. It's more about me getting my thoughts down and expressing myself. And I do enjoy having clarity of thought. There's something about speaking that forces me to be clearer in my cognitive processes. It's a good practice to have, and it's something which I thought I might reactivate, and that was because I saw a tweet this morning that jogged my memory that in a couple of months, Audiomo is on again. Audiomo, for those uninitiated, is a month of putting up audio on the socials and sharing it around and connecting with an Audiomo community. In a way, it's a clumsy attempt to replicate Audioboo, which really did work. But you have to find your own place to have the audio. You have to then link it to the socials and do what I described earlier that I'd worked at a couple of years ago. But at least for that 1 month, with the hashtag Audiomo, Audio Month, that's short for, a community of people who are following that hashtag can basically gather around a community and listen to each other. It's a pretty good
idea, actually. And last year I was watching it and I listened to quite a few of the old people from Audioboo days, Dean Reed and Hernanda and so many others. It's amazing when you try to think of people's names, they fall out of your head, don't they? Phil Sorrow, yeah, I miss them. I miss them all terribly. And Mark Cotton, yeah, gee, I miss Mark. And as I was listening to them, I was going, I couldn't be bothered. I should. FOMO was kicking in. And I was sort of on this pull and push, temptation and rejection of, do I really want to do it? Do I not want to do it? I don't know. Big chunk of me is just being plain slack. I admit it. Just being lazy. Because if I'm going to do it, I'd like to sort of be fairly substantive in doing it. I don't want to be just drop in and do one in the month or three in the month. I'd like to set the goal of at least doing it daily, and knowing that I'll probably won't achieve that, but at least set that goal. And who knows, maybe I will, but maybe I'll put up audio 20 times and that'll be great. But I'm going to set the challenge of trying to do it one a day for the whole month, and maybe, just maybe, I might do a couple. So I thought I'd just have a crack at doing it this one time when there's no pressure on me and I can just be lackadaisical about how I go about it. And that's what this is about. And I'll take a photo of, and I'll put it up on my site and I'll go, yeah, audio mode attempt or something, I don't know. And see what happens. I'm walking. No, I've arrived at South Bank in Brisbane now. Markets are on, by the looks of it. Might just walk through the markets. The reason I'm walking is I'm walking over the Woolloongabba because I'm going to get a new bike. I'll tell the story later, but I've been holding off getting a new bicycle for months because my daughter was trapped overseas. She's home now, safe and sound. So I'm going to allow myself, and it does feel like an indulgence, to buy a very, very nice bicycle for myself. And I thought, yeah, I'll do that now that she's home. And I'm walking over there at the moment to get it because I have to walk there because I can't ride my bike over there, the one I've got, because then I have two bikes to bring home and I can't do that. And I don't have a car because I gave that to my daughter. So I've got to walk over with all the gear in my bag, the pedals, the cleats, the helmet, all the new stuff that I've bought for it. Gee, you can drop a bit of money, can't you? All the new recruitments that go along with the bicycle, and then I'll go to the Trek store and get this new puppy for Ian to play with. And I'm really looking forward to it. So let's see if I can work out how to easily put this audio up while I'm out and about rather than having to wait until I get home. And if it's not easy, I'll wait until I get home. So I hope all things are good in your world, and reach out. I'm Ian Cath on all the socials. Cath is spelt the K. And you can say hello if you happen to hear this. Thanks for dropping by.